I do sales and marketing, but I try to do as much marketing as possible. I'm a lot more sales than marketing right now. And when I saw your Facebook post, it was like, I texted Mark. I was like, do you have any contact information for these guys? Because I need to let them know they can't come on a Friday. Like, it's way too crowded. And it was like, Eli.
The problem is we all have lives beyond this.
Yeah. No,
it was like, so it's like the one day of the week.
I was like, Eli, do you realize Beer Busters thinks they're coming on Friday? He was like, yeah, I set that up. And I was like, oh, well.
So the most hipstery beer situation I've ever been in was the second or third time I was at Wicked Weed at the original location, not the Funkatorium, downstairs. This was pre-buyout by a week, actually. The last time I was there was a week before they were bought out. But I made a comment to the bartender about the handwriting on the board. I don't know. You've probably been there.
Yeah.
Of course you've been there. And it has that crazy, like, gothic calligraphy.
You've
been everywhere. You're the only person I know that's been to more breweries than I have, probably.
Wait, Kyle, are you the possum?
Hold on, I don't know if I checked in this beer or not. You guys are distracting me.
You checked it in as probably. Us, but not you.
Okay. I was there well before you were.
Probably.
No, not like a you know, a swing.
That's because
contest.
You're cooler.
Not like
than
a swing
I am.
Contest, but
I
just
was, you know,
you were there right before the buyout. I was there maybe a year before that. And it was a really cool place, but I'll be honest, like, there's a lot of things going on in that town that is just,
oh, for sure,
you know,
for sure,
worth noticing.
Although the Funkatorium, I went like every night and it was amazing. But anyway, so I made a comment because about the handwriting, because it was very distinctive. And, you know, I was like, well, when a beer kicks, you know, what if the guy's not here that does the handwriting? Because the guy was there and he was up like writing the new beer. And he was clearly the guy that had that handwriting. And she was telling me about how the other staff members had to learn how to write it that way. So the handwriting, that like gothic calligraphy, was consistent. And I was like, at first I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I'm like, wait, no, I don't know. It just, I felt like I was in a hipster time zone at that part.
Yeah, that's a bit much, like, to make everybody learn how to imitate this guy's handwriting just so that it
is very hipstery.
Yeah.
They all had their caps on, and
I don't know what this hand gesture
means.
This is an audio
format. Get me out of this story,
Steph.
Please. Have you had Citra
balls? Just busting your balls.
Newsflash, wow. I don't have any.
Not anymore.
Well,
touche.
They've been busted.
Sometimes I wonder.
Oh, shit.
Not that you're a man, but
please.
Because you're so ballsy.
Oh, yeah. Good save. Yeah. Please listen to Kyle's new podcast, Ball Busters.
Your first guest should be the possum.
Oh, God.
He doesn't take interviews.
I don't know. I feel like he would for Kyle.
He might.
But Kyle has to go get him.
The possum only speaks through interpretive dance.
Is that what he does?
I think
when
the interpretive dance.
When he bares his teeth, is that what that is?
That's what that is.
His interpretive dance is mimicking the way Kyle walks out to the dumpster when he's out there.
I feel like
I know what I'm doing.
You have to get shizzle past
the
TTV.
Do you know
TTV.
How many unique check-ins I have? I am a fucking untapped
oh,
pro.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Here
I'm
we
a
go.
Fucking untapped
Holy.
Pro. Yeah.
It's.
I really wonder, like,
mind
where,
yourself.
Where do you rank? Can you
mind
see
yourself.
That?
I have one friend that has more than I do. And
let's not forget, though, she's not a hipster.
Apparently I am, because I like pilsners.
Before
yeah,
they were
there
cool.
There we go.
And she's all over on tap.
Yep.
Can we talk more about this beer?
This beer is awesome. This is the guy I like. I
yes,
want
we will on Untapped.